Tools of the Trade.
Welcome to another edition of Tools of the Trade. We have Luke from local band Looking Up.
Hello.
A hardcore band, isn't it? I just had a listen. It's full on.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's full on.
Hardcore punk.
That explains the use of the Fuzz Factory that you've brought in with you.
Yeah.
Delightful germanium based, I think, transistor fuzz pedal that's got a few extra controls than what was traditionally available. You actually run yours straight to the monitor, also the mixing desk,
and straight then to the VA,
and you sort of split the signal, and then obviously you have another gain stage going for like a bit of a wall of situation.
Because our amp tone live is pretty clean. Well, like a Green Day sort of tone.
Right, right.
And then to kick it in for like some big bits of the song, we add in the Fuzz Factory straight direct into the PA.
It's a no holds barred pedal, which has a few sort of hidden tips and secrets to it, doesn't it?
It can get some cool stuff.
It can turn into a dub siren, John. Are you right, John?
One of the appeals to this guitar pedal is it's got a nice paint job.
Oh, they come with it's by ZVX FX. Go to the website, ladies and gentlemen, have a look. They come with all sorts of lovely scribbles on them. Actually, some of them are hand painted, and I know those go for a little bit more.
I think my one was advertised as hand painted.
Nice. What's the picture on yours? Oh, it is. John, tell us. Go around, mate. Tell us what the picture is on it. What is it?
It says Fuzz Factory on it.
No, but there is a nice picture on it. You're right. It's like a glacial scenario or something.
Yeah.
It's got an icy looking fuzz.
Now,
the red fuzz and blue.
Just to get people's head around, normally what you get in a fuzz pedal is a fuzz and a volume. Those are your two sort of knobs. But the ZVX Fuzz Factory offers a volume, which is the output level, gate, which is transistor bias, so you can't start mucking around with the transistors, you can load them up, compression, which is also transistor bias, which ends up squishing everything out, drive, which is pretty self-explanatory, and stability, which is something where you can actually starve the it acts as starving the battery in the pedal, which gives it like a gated sort of scenario, which is reminiscent of back in the day, I believe, old fuzz pedals, back in the day was old, but people would play fuzz pedals and the battery would die on them and it would end up getting into a nice sweet spot with the power supply, if you understand what I'm saying. Do you understand what I'm saying, John?
Some people hate the sound that the pedal makes when the battery's going flat? I've heard reports. Some people don't like it.
Can you show us what happens when you start actually mucking around with these controls? It goes to a really buzzy place, John. Yes. And you can leave it oscillating and play like with a harmonized note if you can really dime it in. And it really gets to a nice Velcro place, I think is the best way to describe
it.
Right?
It reacts differently to every guitar you put into it.
That's true.
You can never get it sounding.
Different pickup strengths. Eh? Yeah, and also the circuitry. I don't know if you can with those ones, but I have a similar pedal by Death by Audio, the Supersonic Fuzz Gun. And you can actually control that siren sound by rolling the volume knob off. It's really gnarly.
Oh,
I thought, look, right off the bat, because when we talk about fuzz, really what comes to mind for me is the legend that is Saint Vincent, and she is a big fan of the Fuzz Factory. Really uses it in a synth aspect, really make the guitar sound like a sort of a mono square wave synthesizer.
Yeah.
So let's play one of her tracks right now. This is Cruel. Bodies, can't you see?
Cruel.
makes guitars fun.
She does.
So rad. St. Vincent right there with Cruel, featuring the Fuzz Factory in there, doing some nuggety little synth lines. She's smart. She's smart with it. She uses the gated full of effect really well, I reckon.
Yeah, sounds cool.
I like.
I've got some great information.
John's
for you
got
right
the wiki
here.
Page open. It's my favourite part.
It's a hand. So the Z-Vex is actually named after Zachary Vex. Quite a good name, actually. Yeah. Zachary Vex.
Yeah.
Shorten it up. So the Z-Vex Fuzz Factory is a fuzz box made by American inventor and musician Zachary Vex of the Z-Vex FX company. The Fuzz Factory is based on, yet vastly expands, the tonal palette of classic fuzz tone designs from the 1960s.
Your Jimi Hendrix style stuff.
Invented in the mid-1990s, the pedals are mostly hand-built and painted in Minnesota in the USA, with a budget line being manufactured in Taiwan.
Speaking of 1990s, a lot of the Fuzz Factory users are from the 1990s.
I can see some ZZ Top in there.
We got
that's
some,
quite nice.
We've got some Buckethead in there. Oh, Liam Finn uses one. What else we got? Trent Reznor. Yeah, he's a maniac. Jay Maskus, of course he uses one. He's got every fuzz pedal ever made.
White Stripes.
Yeah, Billy Gibbons, Matt. Oh, John Frusciante. We are going to play a John Frusciante track because he rips.
Wilco in there.
Yeah, Niels Klein loves that stuff as well. Very, very versatile pedal, fair to say. Fair to say.
It is, yeah.
Hey, now back to looking up your band.
Yeah.
Tell us about you've just been on a national tour.
We've got
no,
the guitarist.
We're about to go on a national tour.
Oh, you're about to go?
Yeah.
Starting in Auckland, that makes sense.
Yeah, give it easy.
Yeah.
Then we got a Nous in the day after, which made it way harder.
Oh.
And then what, you're crawling back
yeah,
up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, nice one.
You don't go any further south than Nelson?
We go to Dunedin, so we're okay. Trying to do the whole, all the places we haven't been yet.
Okay. Are you going with another band on the road, or are you picking up bands in each town?
I think half of the shows are playing with our friends from Wellington called Mishap.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of them are just local support bands.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Is it your first national tour you've ever done?
First time going to South Island. We've done lots of North Island tours.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. And obviously, is it in support of a new record or something
it's
like
kind
that?
Of, the idea of doing this tour was so that we could kind of practice for... We're planning on going to Europe in May, recording an album and then doing about 2 months of touring there. Coming back and then doing Southeast Asia and then coming back home again and maybe do Australia.
Okay,
whereabouts were you thinking of recording? I'm imagining like Sweden or Germany.
Yeah, it's Norway.
Oh, yeah,
it's
nice.
Insane. Yeah. Little shack in the middle of nowhere
with nice.
Like Roundhead studio pretty
do you
much.
Have a, do you have a contact obviously in Norway?
Not really. I saw a photo of the studio come up because I've always been into recording. Mm-hmm. I'm always sort of like, I was going to start a studio and look into doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this photo pop up and looking up, started doing stuff again and we decided we want to go and record there.
Okay.
Yeah, and
that's
sort of
exciting.
Yeah, so that, we're only ever going to just record there and then probably come home and, you know, start in New Zealand and see what we're going to do, but we thought if we're going to be in Norway we may as well play
use
some shows
the studio.
Yeah, or do the studio and then play some shows because there's some people we found that were into this sort of music.
Mm-hmm.
That were interested in having us over, so got in touch with them and that led into Germany and into Czech Republic and then we're like, well, just try everywhere.
Go nuts.
And it's kind of turned into 2.5 months of it.
Nice.
When do you leap into doing that?
So we're leaving 15th of May.
Mm-hmm.
Straight to recording and then for 2 weeks and then
at least that's good because you would have done the rounds of sort of you would have been gigging quite hard.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
We shouldn't have to do too much pre-production. Mm-hmm. There should be go straight in working on some cool sounds.
Nice. Now you've given us a track to play off of the most recent record.
Yeah, so I've only got one recording at the moment. It's
mm-hmm.
about 3 or 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rad. This is called The Search. This is Looking Up, ladies and gentlemen. If you dig it, get along to Whammy Bar this Friday.
Thursday.
Fuck it all. I'm still searching for a better life, for a better way to die. I won't stop, can't stop until I find the truth. Yeah! Look it up, ladies and gentlemen. That track, what was that track? The Search.
The Search.
Buzzy. Hey, definitely a lot of Fuzz Factory on that, I think.
A lot.
I did want to ask you about your signal chain, because if you're splitting a signal going to the Fuzz Factory, what's happening with the two signals after that?
It's intense. So I've got...
it's all right. You're in a safe place.
Yeah. So I got a thing called a Voodoo Lab GCX.
Okay.
Which is like a... It's a way to... You can turn like... Easiest way to describe it is you can turn 8 pedals on with one button off, or different combinations.
Like a master controller kind of thing.
Yeah. So I got a MIDI board at my feet controlling the racks. All my pedals are in the rack behind me.
So you're not tap dancing. And
exactly.
Yeah, cool. Tap dancing is when you see the guitarist mucking around sort of on one foot balancing and trying to turn things with his big toe.
Hey, pretty much.
Hey, Luke, thanks so much for coming in and bringing your Fuzz Factory with you. I have been wanting to cover this pedal, so...
No worries at all.
It's very rare.
Thanks for having me.
Should let everybody know, if you want to go buy one, you can get them secondhand for, like, under $200. It's quite a powerful Fuzz pedal. You probably won't need any others.
No.
So it's worth it. It's sort of a good investment. Oh, shit, let's not do
or
that.
Or if you want to see one played live, this Thursday at Wayne Bar.
That is correct.
Cool.
Along with... I've got the bands here. Mishap, Foul State, and Melanine. Melanie?
Melanie,
but it's like heaps of gaps in it.
Yeah.
It's blowing my mind. I want to finish on one of my faves, old mate John Frusciante. He's just shredding here for about 9 minutes, but he plays the... we might not do the full 9 minutes. Nobody freak out. But he loves a Fuzz Factory, and man, what a guitarist. Thank you.
That was Tools of the Trade.